You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 2nd of April, 2019, a Tuesday. Yesterday was the 1st of April, but there were certainly no fools on the Lal Street. There were no Monday blues to be heard at all. Sensex hit a fresh record high of 39,000 for the first time yesterday. All that transpired yesterday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you on this edition of a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The Sensex hit a fresh record high above 39,000 for the first time at 39,115, while the Nifty 50 closed 91 points short of hitting its record high. Banks led the gain from the front as Nifty Bank hit yet another record high of 30,648, led by gains in Bank of Baroda, Punjab National Bank, Federal Bank, IDFC First Bank, SBI and Kotak Mahindra Bank. The index witnessed profit booking ahead of the bi-monthly monetary policy review meet on the 2nd of April, going on till the 4th of April. The consensus is already factoring 25 basis points cut in policy rates and expect the commentary to turn dovish in the review meeting. Though certain sections of the market are expecting more aggressive 50 basis points rate cut due to soft inflation and slowdown in economic growth momentum, suggest experts, late selling clipped gains, which pushed Sensex below 39,000 and 11,700 for the Nifty 50. The S&P BSE mid-cap index rose 0.52%, while the small-cap index on the BSE gained 0.78% in the same period. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for 898 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net sellers to the tune of 1,032 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be about GST collection. We received mixed macro news on Monday, where GST collections registered a rise while core sector growth slipped. A slowdown in growth could push RBI in cutting rates in the upcoming policy meeting, which we said was going to be between the 2nd and the 4th of April. That is starting today. GST collection in March 2018-2019 has been the highest ever since the introduction of the indirect tax regime, with the government recording a 15.6% growth in revenue over 2017-2018. India's eight core industries grew 2.1% in February 2019, data released by the Commerce Ministry on the 1st of April went on to show. The eight core sectors, which include coal, crude oil, natural gas, refinery products, fertilizers, steel, cement and electricity, had recorded a growth of 5.4% in February 2018. Core sector data has 40.27% weight in the Index of Industrial Production, that is IIP. The rating agency Indra believes that the performance of steel, that is long products, and cement has performed well on account of the focus on affordable housing followed by road construction. Flat steel products have been adversely impacted by the slowdown in the auto sector. A quick look at the mathematics and the charts and what they're trying to tell us today. Nifty has formed a gravestone doji kind of pattern on the charts. In the next trading session, a close below 11,630 can act as a confirmation for short-term weakness that can set a bearish tone for the near term. Traders to maintain a neutral strategy on the index for the time being and wait for either consolidation or correction before creating fresh longs. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,644, 11,730, 8 and 11,760, which is the lifetime high on the Nifty 50. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000, followed by 11,800. Maximum put OI at 11,600, followed by 11,400. Some stocks that have been in the news that we'll also be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. Realty firm Godrej Properties on Monday said it sold 2,900 flats for over 2,100 crore rupees during the fourth quarter of last fiscal. India's second largest IT services firm Infosys on the 1st of April said it has completed the formation of its joint venture with Hitachi, Panasonic Corporation and Persona Inc., strategically enhancing presence in Japan. And finally, shares of Reliance Industries jumped over 3% to a record high of 1,406.50 rupees during the day yesterday, with its market valuation inching close to 9 lakh crore rupees mark. And finally, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to HDFC Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be three buy calls today from them. Grasim Industries has a buy call. Last trading price of 855.35 rupees. Target 935 rupees. Stop loss 820 rupees. Return of 9.3%. Tinplate Company of India Limited has a buy call as well. Last trading price 158.80. Target 185 rupees. Stop loss 150 rupees. Return 16.5%. And finally, Johnson Controls Hitachi Air Conditioning India has a buy call as well. LTP of 2025 rupees, target 2280 rupees, 2280, stop loss 1950 rupees, 1950 for return of 12%. So Grasim Industries, Tinplate Company of India, Johnson Controls Hitachi Air Conditioning all have buy calls from HDFC Securities. Well, we've been having a bonanza run on Dalal Street today. Will it continue today? Will the Nifty 50 hit its lifetime high over the course of today? We are, of course, here to keep you updated throughout the course of the day. And if you happen to miss those updates, you can always come back later in the evening when I will join you again for an evening walk down Dalal Street. Our political podcasts have begun, so do check them out and let us know what you think of them. mcpodcast@nw18.com is where you can write in to tell us how you felt about those podcasts. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.